Top of the morning to you and welcome to another working week, my friends. It is a one that's cut in the middle with Wednesday being a day off. Australia Day is Wednesday, of course. And so we will rip into the next two with some gusto, knowing that we get at least some sort of reprieve on some of us. It's confusing. Anyway, welcome to your Monday. It is Up and Adam this morning, thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Barker. And coming up this morning, some good news. Jenny Lenman will bring us some good news a little later on in the program. Also, $770 could be yours with The Secret Sound. Lots of rain fell over the weekend, especially in the states north and west. We here in the Murraylands, the Adelaide Hills and the South Coast, got a fair drinking too, so we are opening up as we do each and every time it rains.
The Gauge Report.
Yep, you can tell us what's in your gauge this morning. Head out and check it out. See what's in the gauge and then let us know on 1800 018 125. Or our text line, 0417 063 963. We've put it up on our Facebook too. Why not tell us what is in your gauge and play
The Gauge Report
this morning. It's a bit weird having a deluge like that in summer. We're normally winter rain people. It was quite nice, wasn't it? Speaking of summer, here's Don Henley to kick things off this morning. The best songs of all time to get you to work. This is the Boys of Summer at 6 past 6. Up and Adam, good morning. 5 AM, Up and Adam on your Monday. 6:10. And that's Don Henley with the Boys of Summer. Good morning to you and happy Monday to you. Humid today. High chance of showers too this morning and perhaps a thunderstorm about the place, heading for 31 in the Bridge, 29 in most other places, 28 for Victor Harbour, the highest summer rainfall since the 40s. In a 1 in 100 year event, as they are calling it, the unseasonal three-day weather event started on Friday with parts of the west coast and far north receiving record January falls. It has done some damage to places around the north and west of the state. In fact, the Roxby Downs to Woomera Road is non-existent in parts as rivers have decided to make themselves known and take parts of the road out. Millions of dollars has been washed away in terms of infrastructure in some parts. State Emergency Service volunteers were called to dozens of properties on the York Peninsula on Sunday as a tropical system moved across South Australia. And some of the falls has been incredible. 127 mils at Wirrala, Streaky Bay 121. Yet, just down the road at Elliston, just 30 mils. Places like Kimber, which is 170 mils, Dark Peak 150, 100 mils in Whyalla. These are just falling all in 3 days in summer when we don't normally expect it. We are a winter rain state. The summer rains have come after tropical cyclone Tiffany made her way through to a tropical depression and then to a rain event into our state. So we are opening up the gauge report for you this morning. What fell at your place? We want to know that. But also to remind you that that means that with places washed out, Roxby Downs is going to be hard to get to. Places like Woomera are going to be hard to get to. And supermarket chains are suggesting that it could lead to some shortages around the place. So if you are heading to those areas over the next week or so, it's going to be a bit tough to get to. And if you have friends and family who are situated in those places, they may be eating rice and noodles for a little while because it's going to be hard to get to anything else. 6:13, Up and Adam this morning on 5MU. Fleetwood Mac and Dreams to cruisily get us to start our Monday morning. Good morning. Hope you got the coffee on. Blano, that is Brian Ferry sticking together here on 5MU. It is Up and Adam at 7:09. And it is a extraordinarily decent morning to Lenman. Hello.
G'day, g'day.
How are you? Happy Monday. Lovely to see you again. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was so delightful.
Was it?
Yeah, I didn't really plan much at all.
Very good.
Just planned a little dinner and drinks on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister and her beautiful, almost two-year-old,
lovely,
came round for an afternoon tea yesterday.
Very nice.
A couple of video chats with Saatchi's family over in Victoria.
Lovely.
And just lots of cooking and cleaning and just moseying about.
Lovely.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, did very little and just enjoyed the rain yesterday.
That was delightful. Lovely, wasn't it?
Very nice.
Oh,
indeed.
It makes me feel so calm. I've got a delightful story for
this you. This is a great idea that we're doing on a Monday. Jenny has to tell us some stories that aren't very nice sometimes.
Yeah.
The world can be a terrible and cruel place, but there are some things that we need to know about just to make our lives a little better. Every now and then, like on a Thursday evening, you need to get on YouTube and just YouTube dogs seeing their owners after a tour away.
How good is that?
Oh, my God. Army
like
people
coming home
to their dog
or
their mum, which is even better. That'll take you down a rabbit hole of tears. That'll make you feel so much better at the end. This is sort of the radio version of that. You've got a good news story for us.
How about this one, right? Mm. Rescuers working to draw a runaway dog from dangerous mud flats in England.
Right.
Do you know how they got him out?
Here, boy.
Apparently not. Didn't work. It was really tough.
Mm-hmm.
A little Jack Russell Terrier Whippet mix.
Yep.
They attached a sausage to a drone.
That's ingenious.
Millie.
Pied Piper. Get him out.
So this
or Tom Piper, I guess.
This little dog called Millie,
mm-hmm.
they were going for a walk in Hampshire in England, ended up on mud flats, known to flood in high tide. And rescuers were working with the local Coast Guard, firefighters and police. It was a multi-agency operation. And it was just so difficult. They determined the dog was, because they couldn't reach Millie on foot or in kayaks. So, and they thought, Millie will get spooked and flee when she catches a glimpse of the would-be saviours. So
right.
One of the guys said, as a last resort, why don't we try tying a sausage to a drone? It was day three. She'd been there for 2 days.
Right.
And
Hungry. No doubt.
So a neighbour who lives by the beach volunteered to cook sausages, attached them to the team's drones with a string, and it was dangling around 2 or 3 metres, and people walking past were like, what is this?
It's all right. It's an official rescue. It's a rescue, people.
Nothing to see here.
Haven't you ever seen a rescue before? This is a sausage-based rescue mission.
Oh.
Fireman Sam, tell you what.
Almost took the drone with her, apparently, and she got some of the sausage and then was lured out.
Lovely. Great idea. To be fair, I mean, that sounds like a stupid dog coming out of it. You dangle a nice bit of San Daniel prosciutto or a glass of Glenmorangie, I'll walk the Simpson Desert, let's be honest. It looks as though we're in for some more showers this morning, perhaps a thunderstorm too. Muggy, though, around the place. And a top of 31 for Murray Bridge, 29 for most other centres, 28 in Victor Harbour. It has been a wet and persistently rainy weekend at my place. The rain yesterday just kept falling, which was lovely. I mean, we had a bit of a nice reprieve. It felt a bit wintry, to be honest, except for the temperature. The outside was just lovely. Got a good soaking for the veggies. The zucchinis and the tomatoes got a good drenching, which is very nice indeed. There was a downy mildew warning for agricultural areas, of course. But over the fence, the cows looked like they were fine. Just having feed on the grass on the farm across the fence. I mean, they're lucky they're made out of leather, to be fair, isn't it? We are asking you this morning to tell us what fell at your place as we play
The Gage Report.
Plenty of rain this weekend means it's time for the Up and Adam Gage Report. How much fell at your place? You can head to our Facebook page. Text us on our text line 0417 063 963, or give us a call on 1-800-018-125. Michael said only 6 mils at Greening's Landing. But just north of Manham there, didn't get too much in the way of rain. 6 mils. Meanwhile, down at Victor Harbour, Greg got 46. 46 mils. Lee, thank you, Lee. Good morning to you at Littlehampton. Only got 18 mils all weekend at Littlehampton. And Roberts, just out of Murray Bridge, 12 points and a spider, he says. Is it still living, spider, or did it get caught up in the deluge? 1-800-018-125 if you'd like to add to that. You can give us a call. Jump on our text line 0417-063-963 or comment on our Facebook page as we play...
The Gage Report.
Yeah. Huey Lewis at the news now. This is The Power of Love. It's 20-7. Up and at 'em on your Monday morning. Good morning.
What happened today?
Today is the 24th of January. And it was on this day in 41 that Claudius succeeded his nephew Caligula as Roman emperor after Caligula's assassination by officers of the Praetorian Guard. Apparently, they weren't that keen on Wang Out Woden's Day as Caligula thought. On this day in 76 AD, Hadrian was born. He spent most of his life making that wall and saying, no, Hadrian, to coffee shop baristas. On this day in 1984, Apple released the Macintosh computer. Finally, the world had a computer for people who corrected bus drivers' grammar and asked questions like, is this coffee single origin? And today is National Beer Can Appreciation Day, because drinking it out of cupped hands is uncouth. But I'll do it. And that's today, the 24th of January. Now, we don't normally talk about other radio stations doing things, but this one is a big national... It's the National Youth Broadcaster, and they have this countdown. The first one I remember was 1993. Dennis Leary had a song with an unfortunate title that won that year, and since then it has been a mainstay from around this time of year that kids around the country listen to the countdown and pretend that they like all the songs. Well, bit of controversy. The Wiggles have won. The Wiggles have won this year with their version of Western Australian band Tame Impala's song Elephant. It goes a little bit like this. Right.
Well, it feels like an elephant shaking his big red trunk.
Right, now we can't play too much of that because it's a young kid's song and we don't do that, right? But that is the Wiggles' version of Tame Impala's Elephant winning the Triple J Hottest 100. Now you know, you can go, when your kids or your grandkids talk to you about it, you know what they're talking about. But it just, people are starting to deconstruct why this song won, and they think because, you know, the lockdown and COVID and things being a little hard, people like a little bit of levity, a bit of light, they like a bit of kids sort of love, and I think that's a great idea. So we're trying to make, trying to make a bit of money out of it, to be fair.
If you love The Wiggles winning the Hottest 100, you're going to love Nursery Rhymes for Grown-Ups.
Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big red car. Cost $40 to drive to Mitchell Park. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big red car. I can't afford to drive to work.
All your favourite childhood nursery rhymes with that real lived-in world relevance.
Miss Polly had a dolly who was sick, sick, sick. So she isolated in her home quick, quick, quick. The doctor came with his bag and his hat, charged her $75 for a rat, rat, rat.
Nursery Rhymes for Grown-Ups. Order your copy today.
This old man can't retire, claims insurance in a dodgy house fire with
a... Yeah, so get yourself a copy of Nursery Rhymes for Grown-Ups and maybe you'll be able to enjoy some of that childhood love. And Smash Mouth on 5MU and I'm a Believer. What are you doing? if you had webcam here in the studio, you would have seen Jenny Lenman come in. And is this your boxing?
I'm getting ready for a boxing match. Isn't that what's happening?
Yes, you're getting ready for a boxing match.
Almost sprained my ankle.
Wow, you almost threw an elbow and a shoulder and a hip, perhaps. There are different schools of boxing. There's a more traditional style. There's a more loose brawler style. The MMA's brought a bunch in. You've got mum wedding dance vibes when you're doing the boxing there, which is...
Do I look really intimidating?
Yeah.
Coming at ya.
This is excellent. Well, the reason we're bringing this stuff up is because there's a fight going on. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of fights. Of course, boxing's a big money spinner. And a lot of rugby league and Aussie rules players sort of bulking out the back end of their earnings in the end of their careers by getting into the boxing ring. Paul Gallen has done it. Barry Hall's done it. Sonny Bill Williams. They all get in the ring and they punch on and they do a bit of training, get some good coin out of it.
Kenny from Cadell too.
Yeah, did a bit of that. Mike Tyson, who used to be a boxer, you might remember.
I do remember.
Quite a good one. Is now in his 50s. And so, you know, probably not at his peak fitness-wise, but still in good shape.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul, who whose brother Logan is a pretty decent boxer, apparently. But Jake Paul is also a YouTube star who wants to get in the ring and make a name for himself. They've decided to go toe-to-toe. The prize money, $50 million.
Oh, my goodness.
That is an awful lot of money for two people who aren't the best in the business anymore.
Say it again. $50 million.
$50 million bucks.
Is that US dollars?
US dollars. They
goodness
will be doing
gracious.
That. $50 million bucks to step in the ring. Mike Tyson to get in the ring one more time. And Jake Paul, who is a YouTube personality. And look, I like boxing. But nowadays, a lot like boxing, it's more about the spectacle than the sport. We've got these celebrities getting in the ring. And personally, I'm conflicted because I do love the sport, and I'm appalled that these footy players and YouTube stars can get in and make all this money while the real practitioners, those who've, you know, dedicated their lives, really excellent boxers, are still staying on the undercard and not earning the big cash. Also, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
if Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are worth $50 million. I'd fight Cozzy for a good palmy pint at the commercial, you know. I've got no game. I've never laced on gloves, but I give it a crack for a cup, you know.
Yeah?
How much?
You could really get hurt though, Adam.
Really? It's Cozzy, you know. If I get hurt too much, I fall over. Job done, right? Surely?
Are you going to have the palmy after, straight after?
Straight after. But realistically, I mean, we could make some money for some good causes,
yeah,
right?
No arc health and safety issues here.
Right. We'll go city versus country.
Okay.
Me versus Cozzy.
Who am I going to go
you
up
You take
against?
On Rebecca Morse.
Oh, dear.
I reckon you'd own her.
Oh, she's a bit taller than me.
Is she?
Yeah.
But you've got
she's a giant.
You've got history.
We did work together.
Yeah. You've got some motivation there, surely.
One of our mutual friends suggested I say something to her which was, like, pretty mean.
Right.
As a joke, and I did. But I said it was coming from him. It was coming from him. And then she was like, oh, okay.
Ah, so there's a bit of animosity there.
Yeah.
From back in the day.
I did call her a name.
This is Rumble in the Jungle stuff. I reckon we should give them a call. They might say who, but they might also say yes, and we could raise some money for some, you know, 10 grand to a local domestic violence refuge. I think that would be fine. What do you think? A palmy and pint, I'll also accept.
Breathe out, breathe in, take some time, count to 10. Now you're ready to begin to cool it down. Think about
now you cool down, it might be easier to think.
Think about it.
Things might not seem so bad.
Talk about
talking
it.
About it might help you feel better.
Might make you not feel so mad.
It's hard not to be angry when you break your favorite thing. It's tough when you spill stuff too.
For those times when it feels like everything's going wrong. Feels like it's just raining on you, yeah.
Well, here's what you can do.
Breathe out, breathe in, take some time, count to 10. Now you're ready to begin to cool it down. Now you're ready to begin to cool it down.